All right, start recording. Here with Coach Shunsell from Kennesaw State Volleyball. So, Coach, you ended the regular season on a good note, winning 3-0 at Jacksonville. What did the team do well overall in that contest?
We served it really well. That was the best we've served in past in a while. And that really helped. We were in system all game. And I think they were really scrambling. They did not pass the ball super well. Part of that was because we served it really, really well. We really limited our errors down there. They were a little more high error than usual, and we were even lower error than we usually are, and we typically do a good job with that. We just played a really clean match. We didn't kill ourselves. We took away some things that we had a feeling they were going to do from the previous matchup and just from watching them on film, and we just played a pretty good match.
And now you prepare for the Atlantic Sun Tournament, which the team did not make last season, but you qualified for it this year. What are some of the differences just in the conference matches that you've done better overall to qualify for tournament this year as opposed to the team last year?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, last year we started so many freshmen, and we were very competitive in the league last year, but there was just so many games we couldn't finish. You know, we'd start out really hot and then we just tank, and we couldn't bring it back to a good level where we could win a match. I just think this year we're just much more consistent. We're certainly not as consistent as we want to be, but we're a lot better from that area. I think we're playing a high level of volleyball for longer periods of time, and a lot of that is just that we have some older kids. We're still very young, but all those freshmen are now sophomores, and you know, three or four of them are very, very key to what we're doing. Our libero and our setter and one of our best outsides, and so that's a big part of it. I think just the experience, and then this year, kind of going on with that, I think our guys knew what to expect. They knew what road trips were going to be like. Mm-hmm. They knew how hard it was to travel between night to night. And I think we did a better job of just preparing mentally for what a conference season, what the toll it takes. And again, I don't think we're there yet, but we're much better than we were last year about it.
Yeah. And off of the end of the regular season, I've worked in media relations offices, and this time of year also is when all conference teams come out and all freshman teams and players of the years and stuff like that. I've seen it go both ways as far as players being disappointed and not being named to a certain spot and using that as motivation going into the tournament. And I've seen on the other end of that, like, disappointment and it kind of, you know, affecting their preparations a little bit. I don't know, once we're talking on Tuesday, I'm assuming they're coming out Wednesday or Thursday before your match. Mm-hmm. Do you even acknowledge that part of that stuff as far as if a player is being named or into any of these all-conference teams and things like that?
Typically, to be honest, when our players get Player of the Week or get an award, we kind of make fun of them. No, we don't make fun of them about it. We kind of put them under the spotlight and say, oh, so-and-so is getting a big head now. They get some awards, right? So we kind of go that way, and it's something we acknowledge. But every time it's like, hey, we had a great weekend. If we hadn't had a great weekend as a team, you know, she doesn't get this award. So That is not certainly a focus. Maybe some teams do. I can't imagine a lot do. But we have a bunch of girls that really like when other people do really well. And I think that's a cool thing about our team. We have some of our better players would rather see so-and-so get an award than themselves. And I think that's neat. I think we'll get one or two or three. I don't know how many we'll get on to something on Wednesday night. But I can tell you right now, they're worried about beating Stetson. Because our girls, we're going to Nashville, and they want to do something there. And I don't think awards are at the top of their mind right now.
And speaking of that first round matchup against Stetson, you've played them earlier this year, so you played all these teams previously that you're probably going to face in the tournament, so that's an advantage as far as scouting and seeing what they do. But what challenge will Stetson present to you overall in that first round?
Sure. Well, we're 1-1 against everybody in the tournament. Everybody made the tournament, we're exactly 1-1 against. Stetson down there, when we played down there, they really had us scrambling. We were struggling to kill the ball. They got us out of our system. They were good. They tend to make a lot of plays. They're a little bit like an Upstate or a Jacksonville that crazy things kind of happen against them, and they do a really good job of getting you to play their style of volleyball. They're tough to play against. They have a senior, crafty setter who makes their team better. They have a couple really nice arms on the left side. We'll have to limit those guys. Their right side, Aiken, has hurt us badly in the past. We served it well enough here that she wasn't a factor. So it would be nice to not let her be a factor again and just to keep their game more to the middle and to the left. Much easier to defend, obviously. They present a lot of challenges, different. They're a little more unconventional than a couple of the other teams we might face down the road if we can get past Stetson. So it's a game that certainly concerns you. Every game concerns you, but as a coach. But they're good.
I know you're looking at one match at a time, but as a coaching staff. I'm sure you're looking further down the line. Hopefully, if you get all the way to championship match and win that, that'll be three matches in a short time span. How do you prepare a team physically and mentally right now, before you even get to Nashville, for that potential grind you're going to go against?
Yeah, you don't practice.
Obviously, you're off today.
We went yesterday for about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes. Didn't go super hard. We won't go today. We'll go 55 minutes tomorrow because that's the allotted slot. No question, we have to be fresh. And it's a real catch-22, even thinking about lineups and thinking about who you're going to play. Because I was talking with a couple of people on our staff today about it, and we've been talking about it for the last few days. You know, can people play three matches in three straight days at a super high level? And I don't know that answer. Some of our guys can. Some of our guys, that's a big, big responsibility. If they're getting 40, 50, 60 swings a night, that's a lot of jumps in 3 days. So certainly you kind of approach it like, I think, like a Game 7 in Major League Baseball, that you're going to do whatever it takes to get to win the Game 7, and then you reset for the next day. And you're going to have to do whatever it takes again. And so whether that's subbing, whether that's playing certain people, whether that's whatever it ends up being, you can rest people, but if you lose, you're done. So, you know, I would anticipate all of our players playing against Stetson, and then the same thing down the road as far as we can go here.